Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Panorama students Jordan Brown, Kinsey Buster, Shekinah Hayworth, Abby Holloway, Ruby Hummel, Tate Coonsey, Madison Livesay, Samantha Mortensen, and Jackson Peasley about their fall musical production, James and the Giant Peach, taking place this Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Panorama High School Auditorium. If either of you seniors or if someone else would feel so eloquent as to kind of give a little synopsis on James and the Giant Peach.
So James is like a young kid whose parents die tragically, and he's sent to live with his two aunts who turn out to be horrible people. And the Lotto Lord comes and says, hey, here's some magic, make your life better. And then he meets the bugs because they steal the magic, essentially. And they go on an adventure on the ocean, basically.
Now, I never read the book, but I'm familiar with the movie. Were any of you familiar or knew the story before coming into this?
I watched the movie before auditions.
Yeah, so did I.
I rewatched it in my drama class because Ms. Argenbright said, if you're going to play a character, you might as well watch the movie.
It was my favorite movie growing up, actually. So I was like, I have to do it.
What are maybe some big differences you could point out between, I guess, if those who have either read the book or seen the movie, the differences between that and this musical?
The book and the movie are nothing alike, and the movie and the musical, it's pretty much just like the overall idea of it's the same, but it's different. Like, none of the music's the same.
Well, I guess one big thing I'm just curious about, like, I remember the movie, it ends with them landing in New York. It's like, does the same thing happen
yes.
in this?
Yes. Oh.
The ending might be the only thing that's somewhat similar to...
Yeah, it's pretty similar to the movie, at least. I never read the book.
Yeah, I agree.
In the movie, there was a scene where, like, the centipede got trapped underwater and, like, fought all these skeleton pirates. I'm like, when do we get to do that? It's not in the play.
Yeah, all the music's different.
Yeah, the music's
different songs.
Different.
What's unique about this show is most of the characters are all insects. So for all you insect players, what's it been like to try to really act as a different kind of bug? Has that been an interesting challenge?
It's been kind of cool seeing like what characteristics match up with the different bugs. Like ladybug and grasshopper, both pretty like proper and stuff. And that's just kind of like, if you would think of those bugs, it's kind of how you would think of them.
Like when you think of a spider, it's kind of like crazy and mystical. And she, like, you just can't figure her out.
And then there's the crabby old centipede.
And he's very crabby.
Yeah,
disrespect.
My character is the earthworm. He's kind of a coward. Well, he is a coward. He's scared of, like, everything and everyone. Oh, yeah, blind. That was a personality trait on the Wikipedia, actually.
Is your version of the character blind?
At some points, when continuity calls for it, he's not blind. Like, he literally sees something, he's like, oh, look at that.
Maybe there's some humor or plot holes there.
So
what would you say are kind of your favorite parts, whether it's a scene or a song, you know?
Juicy is by far my favorite song. It stars Earthworm, and it's really funny, but can't say any more.
No? Can't give any clues as to what Plump and Juicy is about?
Everything, like, there's a lot of just, like, free dancing, so it's pretty fun, because we all get to just be ourselves while we're dancing. Yes.
Floating along, so I just going to do this the whole time, and then...
Just Jackson's lucky he doesn't have to sing as much as we do because he's crabby for half the songs.
He's pretty crabby most of the
except for Welcome
show.
Home.
Yeah,
he's
pretty into that.
Jackson's
polar opposite.
I think my favorite part would probably be when I get to pull like Ready Whip and bread out of my fat suit. So I feel like that's my favorite part. And
pull it up.
I Got You, which is very funny. Like, it's me and Sammy's song that we do, like the sisters do, and it's pretty funny.
Would you say your characters have any redeeming qualities by the end of the show?
We know how to make a buck.
We know how to make money.
And they love each other.
They're very selfish when it comes to, when it comes to James, they're very selfish. They don't care about anyone but themselves, so it's kind of hard to do.
Yeah, because we all love Tate, but
it's so hard to be mean to him. Yeah. What would you say is kind of the moral of James and the Giant Peach? Kind of like the lesson
family.
Of it.
Family comes by more than just blood. Yeah. Just like yeah. those who care for you. Yeah. He's a human, and we're not.
And karma. Because, yes.
You make karma. Your own family.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Mr. Helm does the singing, the music part of it. Oh, Set. And Set. And, of course, Deb. Anybody else? You know, if you'd want to give shout-outs to anyone.
Wilkie has been helping out for free. She's a preschool teacher, and it's been awesome having her.
Yeah, and she even came in on a Sunday to help us. Yeah, so that was really nice.
Lucas Wasson, he's a senior, and he does lights and sound, and he helps us so much. And we, like, a lot of stuff we cannot live without Lucas. We're so appreciative.
And Lauren. Lauren Saul. She has made a ton of stuff that helps out a lot, so
we are very
grateful for her and all of the stage crew.
So when are the performances for James and the Giant Peach, and is there a cost for admission?
So it's the 15th, 16th, and 17th of this month.
Friday and Saturday it is at 7, and Sunday it's at 2.
7 p.m.
p.m.
2 p.m.
Yes, p.m. And it costs, what, I think three for a student and 5 for adult.
Somewhere around there.
Why would you encourage the community to come check out the show? What do you think they'll like about it?
It's entertaining, and it like helps out the speech and drama department a lot if you come and see us and give us money.
It's family friendly. It's like your kids will enjoy it, but like the parents will too, because they'll also understand there's a lot of very deep, meaningful parts to it.
And we worked really, really hard, and it's very nice when we have a full auditorium, because it just makes us feel like this is why we work so hard to impress all these people.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Panorama students Jordan Brown, Kinsey Buster, Shekinah Hayworth, Abby Holloway, Ruby Hummel, Tate Kunze, Madison Livesay, Samantha Mortensen, and Jackson Peasley about their fall musical production, James and the Giant Peach, taking place this Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Panorama High School Auditorium. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. We'll be right back.